time to say goodbye. I'm not going to sing the whole song, but it is the 29th of April morning for me, and I always start my morning with classical music. This decision to maybe close the podcast for now or come back and redo podcast episodes on the same podcast, or even start a new podcast when I am in a place that I want to, it's been something I've been thinking about for probably a couple of years now. But my reluctancy to end the podcast is the benefit it gives to me. Social media was definitely my superpower that allowed me to find myself and love myself for who I am. Like, I always viewed my Instagram as a personal diary, and it was always kind of funny when I'd see people like and comment, because it was all for me. And I just generally loved the content I created, and I thought myself was hilarious and stuff like that. I was definitely my own biggest cheerleader in that sense. So that allowed me to keep executing, because obviously I was creating content I was happy with. But this podcast is called Consultant Life, and I left SAP in 2021. I could have obviously, when I was in Web3, created podcast episodes on how to stay healthy in Web3 and go down that route. But, you know, we are where we are. I would highly recommend for anyone to do something on social media. And I don't mean watch other people. I mean create some content for yourself. For example, VCon. I'm going to VCon this year in LA. And I know, you know, community speakers, because they had him last year. And something that upset me is that I'm like, I've probably got the worst self-talk than I've had in years, being, you know, my hit life. This is probably the worst I've ever thought about myself. I feel like I'm back as a teenager or my early 20s, where my self-talk is terrible and I'm very concerned that, you know, is going to keep going on for years. And I'm like, I'm the youngest I'll ever be now. So I'm working on getting that back. I do appreciate, you know, I'm not doing it necessary by choice, but I could obviously make some more choices. You know, I could not react to my thoughts and stuff like that, because it's just a fault. Thoughts and our opinions. Well, thoughts and our facts, that's it. They are opinions. And yeah, so being ill, having a lot of stomach pain, 90% of your serotonin is created in your stomach. It does knock off like balances, and I get like a lot of brain fog and stuff like that. So I just thought, though, for VCon, I was just like, it made me sad to think that if this was me in 2019 or 2020, I would fucking, as much as it would scare me to talk in an audience, I would have taken that opportunity and I wouldn't even think twice about it. Where now I'm like, no, I'm not going to even apply. I would get a panic attack if that was me. So I'm thinking, I just don't want to be doing that. I just want to live my life like that. It's a no from me. So I'm probably today, I'm going to start sticking my face in front of the camera again and fucking getting comfortable and fucking reintroducing myself and rebuilding myself to who I am. And, you know, giving myself potentially that opportunity. To be honest, I'll probably do this journey and fucking cross fingers and toes I don't have to talk on stage. But I know from everything that I've done that I can build myself to where I need to go, and I can change my thought process and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure that you are part of a panel anyway, so it's not as if you got to stand up and do a keynote like by yourself. So yeah, it's going to be a little bit scary, but I'm here for it. And I just think that considering you know, I don't feel like I've been achieving what I would necessarily like to achieve. So this would be a big wow hit for me. But for anyone else who would, you know, you want to go after a job, you know, you want to become an influencer, you know, all these types of things, just honestly stick your face in front of that camera and get comfortable feeling uncomfortable and just do it day by day and just chip away at it. It's never as bad as we think it is. And sometimes it is, to be honest. I can remember my first social media post, fitness one, everyone in the office just looked at me. It was terrible. It was damn terrible. But it didn't kill me. And I kept posting. And, you know, here we are. So, yes, I'm quite sad to say goodbye, because I feel like every month this has given me an opportunity to reflect on everything I've done. And I don't think in life that we're ever taught to do these basic things and to give ourselves kudos. We're just too busy operating, chasing. It's never enough sometimes without even taking a step back to appreciate what we've done. So for now, this is goodbye. You will probably see more of my content on X, Twitter, which is under NFT Katie. So I definitely post there a lot. And I think I was thinking that, you know, when Gymshark comes in the space, I could be picked up by one of the go-to fitness people there. We'll see. At the end of the day, I'm just going to keep showing up, keep plugging away. And I know it will all work out for me. But I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for following my journey, supporting me, listening, giving a fuck. And I hope that you know that, you know, I've had over like, maybe like 75,000 listens of this podcast, and I've been doing it since 2018, which is kind of crazy, to be honest. And, you know, I've just been talking into my phone. That is it. That is simply it. I've just been talking to my phone and I've been honest. Imagine what you could do if you actually, you know, got a mic, per an intro. Even if you got that intro from someone from Fiverr for £5 to £10, you know? Like, a podcast that I think's great, which is quite simple, is the Life Coach School podcast. The intro's the same. She just talks then into a mic. She records herself filming the podcast, and then she sticks that up on YouTube. But, you know, you could literally just put a photo and then stick the whole podcast up on YouTube, because I definitely know some people like to watch over, like, walk and listen on Spotify, which I find quite crazy. But yeah, so it is goodbye for now. See ya. Take care.